This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A Bethesda area man who police say kidnapped a child last Friday in Batesville has been charged in circuit court with a felony. Court records say prosecuting attorney Don McSpadden has charged 35-year-old Kenneth Richmond with interference with custody. The affidavit for a warrant for arrest says Richmond wanted to go to California and his wife and stepdaughter to go with him. When his wife refused to go, he left her at a store in Batesville and took the 8-year-old, who was not biologically related to him or adopted by him. Police records say he was arrested in White County with a girl who was not harmed. Jail records show Richmond posted a $100,000 bond and was released pending a court date. With a good river flow on the White River, the Independence County Hydro Project produced 3,202 megawatt hours of electricity in October. The project's customer, Clarksville Light and Water, was billed $210,339. Project manager John Stacy said repair work at the generating station at Lock 3 is also coming along very well. He said he expects the generator to be shipped back from Tulsa, Oklahoma next Monday. A Batesville business in the 2200 block of Harrison Street was burglarized last night. Deputy Brett Ward said he was called to the Broke phone at 8:53 to meet with the owner, Everett Brokaw. He showed police where someone had pried the back door open, stole almost his entire inventory. Employees at a business next door say they did not hear an alarm go off. Police say over 50 cell phones, 5 laptop computers, and other items such as Xbox and PlayStations were taken. Independence County Sheriff's Office detectives are looking into the burglary of New Traditions in the 2400 block of Batesville Boulevard. Police met owner Jenny Nash at the scene. Deputy Jonathan Brown said Nash determined that almost $1,000 worth of potpourri was stolen. Deputy Brown said entry was gained when someone apparently threw a brick through the front glass door. The deputy said the burglary occurred sometime between Saturday and Monday morning. And if someone tries to sell you a used 3,800-watt Honda power generator, beware. It may have been stolen. Police in Independence County report that the previously described generator was stolen from the back of Fairchild Homes work truck. It's valued at $2,500. Students will have the chance to earn full scholarships in the months of November and December at Lyon College as it hosts its first Honors Day competition of the school year. It'll be November 5th on campus. Honors Day is a four-part competition that gives prospective students a chance to earn scholarship money, including full tuition, room, board fees, and books. Participants are guaranteed an academic scholarship of no less than $6,500. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.